Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Happy Thanksgiving.
Do we want to go around and say we're thankful for it? No time.
Oh, I was going to say I'm thankful for you guys.
Oh, yeah. I'm thankful for the people who listen.
I'm thankful for it too.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for our bag drop on Saturday.
Let's do that! King Supers and Poppy have made a bunch of bags, but we're almost out, so it's the final bag drop of the season. Parker Road, Cottonwood.
Yeah.
Jinx.
9 a.m.
And we'll also have tickets to
Boys Like Girls.
So we'll see you in Parker, 9 a.m. on Saturday. Have a great day.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Today is most likely my last day on the show.
Oh, yes. Wow.
That's
don't
not
sound
the
too
reaction
excited.
I was hoping
no,
for.
No.
I just want to say.
I just think I know what this means.
I normally have the survivor candles out here so I can walk up and extinguish the one as you're escorted off the island. But let's just, you can.
Yeah.
I mean, why wait?
I don't think this
you
is
don't even have to finish today.
This
you know what? You're relieved.
This will not be.
No,
take care,
hear,
man.
I want to hear it.
Have a good day.
No one's going to fight
for you.
Have a great
life. I'm fighting for you.
No, you cheered.
I said, I want to hear it. I want to hear it. I'm
first,
assuming.
No. Your first reaction was very different.
You were helping him pack.
I assume that him thinking he's going to be fired is because it's a controversial ranking.
Perhaps the most controversial.
You're doing a controversial ranking?
Yes.
You didn't warn me. I got stuff I gotta do. Hold on. Hold on, everybody.
This is not going great already.
No.
It's
you
only
can,
going
you
to get
know
worse.
That I have to, there's a theme song and I have to get it ready.
And we still
like, you
don't know
just,
the words to
I'm
that
not even
song.
In my thing. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Come on, man.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You're messing with those candles back there.
Okay. I got it, I think. Okay. Alright.
He says dumb things, but this is dumbers. He says he's got data and he's crunched the numbers. But he doesn't even know any scientists, and he gets real mad when we call these lists. It's T-Hack's controversial rankings.
This is not going to go well for me in this room, but I am a truth teller. I'm here to just, as hard as it may be, to say what needs to be said. These are...
This is a lot of buildup. I'm just going to let you know. Go ahead.
These are the controversial Thanksgiving rankings.
Yep. Oh my gosh. Don't worry about quitting. You're fired. Leave.
Oh my God.
Leave. Okay. Leave.
No.
You hear that? Benefits? I was fired. Okay. I didn't quit.
I would like, let's pretend. Everyone look at me. Look me up and down. Picture me on the football field in high school.
That's
right?
Hard to do, but okay.
In marching band. Yeah. Right?
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
So it's like me coming out and saying my opinion on the best quarterbacks in the NFL, right? I'm not a quarterback, so I don't get to judge that. I don't get to like say things about it. I never played sports.
You can still have an opinion just because.
Yeah, a lot of the.
He hates Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that one
he
gets tough.
He can't be the one to judge Thanksgiving.
But he's got data and he's crunched the numbers.
Thank you. I have.
Guess who learned the lyrics?
Yeah. Two people.
Just like most football analysts, they crunch the numbers and they say what needs to be said.
I would like to give a little insight behind the scenes of what goes on the Slacker Show and behind the scenes. Today, Aaron, who's also the music director of the radio station, received a large package of Taylor Swift memorabilia. Mm-hmm. Is there any way you could just dump that whole thing out? And then Aaron and Tia could use that box to get the crap. I'm sorry, Erica. Yeah, they could use it to.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It's you also guys a little offensive. I haven't been offered any, but
I brought it in here for you to go.
Oh, okay.
Shoot. Never mind.
Okay. Anyway, I'm gonna Kanye this, and I'm going to let you finish.
Okay. Thank you. Now, these are not the Thanksgiving foods. This is much like Halloween. These are just everything that has to do the best things about Thanksgiving. Starting at number 10.
Very broad.
Stuffing.
Yeah. Wait, you okay. That's in your
it's
list?
It's on the list. Out of respect, it is a classic.
But you won't eat it, right?
No, I will not eat it. And I will not eat any because it's weird that you shove it up the bird.
I don't.
You and don't it, always.
I know you were going to say that, and does that make it better?
Yes.
You don't have to shove it up the bird. We just do sometimes.
No.
How does that
I
make any
never
sense
do.
At all?
I never
make,
do.
How does that
I
make it do. Less gross?
I can't shove anything in my bird because it's been spatchcocked. I want you to isolate that audio and I want to hear it over and over.
Yeah.
But that's okay. There's no opening to my bird. It's been flat.
Right. It's just open.
Yeah, it's open.
It's just very odd that that's how anyone chooses to cook anything, I think.
I don't totally disagree with you on that. But man, have you ever tried it when it's been in the bird?
Yeah, it's, no, just it's kinda terrible inside the bird. It's too soggy. It's way too bad.
I've had
bad.
Some good ones.
No,
really?
Do you like bread pudding?
You're freaks.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like bread pudding can either be real mushy and custardy, and that's when I hate it. But if you keep cooking
well,
it.
Well, you have a texture thing.
I absolutely
quite
do.
Creamy, yeah.
But. It's brown and creamy.
Right.
But
maybe
if
worse.
You like, if you just keep baking it and make it crusty on all sides, bread pudding is amazing. And I do the exact same thing with my stuffing. In fact, I don't even call it stuffing because it's never been inside of anything.
Oh,
it's dressing.
You're a dressing guy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Well, it is on the list.
At number 10.
So everyone can exhale a little bit. All right. I crunch the numbers. I'm honest.
But
it belongs on the list.
Are we going back and forth? Like they're so you're saying they're not all going to be food?
They're not all going to be food.
Okay. Fries and celiac.
You could shove a cracker up a
Number nine.
Turkey. It deserves a spot.
I am floored because you hate turkey. You hate all things Thanksgiving related. Like when I tell you that you'll like it, just come to my house and have some of my smoked turkey. It's gonna change your perspective.
I don't dislike turkey. I will eat turkey. What I don't get is the hype for turkey. Like, why are we so excited for turkey? Like, it's just turkey. It's, you know, you'll eat it because it's there.
I feel that you got this wrong. The sides were always better than the turkey.
No, not at my house. My turkey is dope.
Do you think it should be higher?
Yes,
than
of
nine?
Course.
I wonder about, I've been doing a lot of thinking about ham. You know, ham shows up at every.
Ham is an Easter food.
But
no.
It shows up at Thanksgiving.
Yes, it is.
Often.
I thought ham was Christmas and roast beef was Easter.
Ham doesn't need fanfare. It just shows up. It's always there. It's at Christmas. It's at Easter.
No, but
it's
that
at Thanksgiving.
Being said, if I'm going for just a deli sandwich, I'm going to pick turkey.
And I would too. That's the secret. A
but
deli
it's
turkey,
the real
but not
turkey
a.
Turkey that not you're not into.
All right, okay. But it is nine because the numbers bear it out.
Respectful.
It deserves a spot.
Yeah, I think you got that right.
Way higher than nine. Because here's the thing. walk up to a four-year-old and say, first thing that comes to your mind, Thanksgiving. What are they going to say?
Turkey.
Yeah. Turkey. But it's nine on your stupid list.
But it's not because they're excited about it. It's because they've been told by propaganda to be excited about it.
Erica, seriously, lift with your legs when you take the box, okay?
It is propaganda.
Of my stuff and not of the Taylor Swift stuff.
Correct. The Taylor Swift stays with Aaron and I.
Right, okay.
I'm sorry I got you too confused again like everyone else who listens to the show.
Thanks. I appreciate your apology.
These are the controversial Thanksgiving rankings. At number eight, using the dining room. Always exciting to get the nice plates out. The nice area. It's the kind of the one
look
meal.
Look who's coming over
Who even
to the
has
good
a
side.
Dining room?
I still have one and I don't even use it on Thanksgiving anymore.
What? When else are you going to use it?
I don't use it. That's why I want a pool table or something there, but it's not quite big enough for that.
That's not exciting. It's the first. Like,
what would be exciting about it? You can't see the TV from that room. So no, what's the point?
Sometimes you put the name tags out. It's like a special.
What are you talking about?
Dinner is in the dining room.
We do that with Christmas if we're in a home with a dining room, but.
You do name tags?
Oh, probably not. Okay.
Oh, you don't?
And then
you
have the little card table. It depends on how many people of the family are there.
Okay, yeah.
I always, as the youngest, you would know nothing about this, you J-hole of the oldest
as
child.
The oldest and wisest. Go ahead.
I even when I was 20-something, I'm at the card table.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Oh, yeah, the card table.
Because you're sitting there with the kids with the little construction paper turkey head.
And your knees are like up to your...
Yes, it's awful. It's the worst.
Yeah, I'd rather be there though than with the adults trying to talk about politics and stuff.
I'd rather walk around with my plate and sit on a couch and watch football. That's what Thanksgiving is.
No.
Yes, you don't have to sit down. Oh, yeah, no, my house, it's super casual. Everybody's gathered around the island. Nobody sits at a formal
So you're
place.
Not having like a meaningful conversation? You're not going around going, what are you thankful for?
Oh, for the love.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. Number seven.
This is only five. It's like 10 to five, and that's over, right?
No, we're going to go all the way to one. Number seven is the crisp fall weather.
Okay. You
that should be higher.
That in Halloween.
But it's still a part of Thanksgiving. I'm very passionate. Aaron agrees. It should be higher. I kind of think it should be higher, too. Because it's the perfect. There's no
Aaron
snow.
Aaron put the Taylor Swift stuff back in the box. He didn't even get to take his crap.
Oh.
You're leaving your stuff. Because this list, you have outdone yourself, sir. This is the dumbest list. You're recycling old crap. If bread
it's
is in here
good.
Somewhere, I'm going to beat you.
rolls.
The look
of
he just beat me.
You have such a nice flannel shirt on today because of the crisp fall weather.
You don't get to shove that into Thanksgiving. You are so dumb.
I wouldn't put it in Christmas rankings because it's not. It deserves a spot.
And what happens if it snows before Thanksgiving?
That's part of the crisp
You're
fall
playing
weather.
Into his narrative. You're playing into his narrative. Just get one more out.
Number
so
six,
take a break.
Slacker, we're going to get him back here. The backyard football games.
Damn it.
It's awesome. Everyone hates.
That is really fun.
Yeah.
I have bled profusely almost every Thanksgiving because you've had quite a bit of alcohol while you're cooking or whatever. So your blood's thin. And then you go out and your kid gets to be 12, 13, and it's finally time to take on the old man. And it's touch football, but they play tackle.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're down and they're just kneeing you and stuff. God, what a fun day.
There's something, it's a siren song. On Thanksgiving, you end up throwing a football. Even if you don't play, you're throwing 100%. It, you're tossing it around.
You even?
Even me, yeah.
Wow.
I'm not a football guy, but it just feels like.
Nor a Thanksgiving guy.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's number six on the list.
His list is terrible, but that one was pretty good.
Okay. It only gets better.
If enough people text, fire T-Hack, we won't do the next five.
Okay.
So 303-222-5423. We need 50 people right now to say fire T-Hack, and this list is over. Otherwise, you'll hear the rest.
Save me.
Next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
46, 47.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Only 47 people texted in to stop the worst controversial rankings of all time.
I love you, listeners. Thank you.
It
Thank
is
you for
T-Hack's
the support.
Controversial rankings. We'd sing the song again, but that last thing took so long we don't have time.
Yeah.
What is your controversial ranking?
These are the controversial Thanksgiving rankings. Not the foods, not the sides, just all things to have to do with the Thanksgiving season.
Okay.
We've done 10 through 6. 10 was stuffing. 9 was turkey, a lot lower than people may think, but it's not.
Or higher.
or higher. Yeah. Number eight, using the dining room. Always exciting.
That shouldn't even be on the list.
Should number? Well, I'm not going to put using the card table like you used to use. That's definitely not on the list. Number seven is the crisp fall weather.
Which, you know, we did get a lot of texts saying it should be, there should be some sort of penalty for reusing something.
But it belongs on the Halloween list.
And that's
list.
Not going to be the only thing reused on this list.
Yeah, we're pretty sure bread's coming up.
Yeah.
Also, I think I know what number one is, and I'm going to hold it.
It's bread.
No.
It's dinner rolls.
I think I know what number one is.
Okay.
We'll see.
I'm sorry. Number six?
Number six was the backyard football game.
Right. The only way he got me to continue this was that. Very strategic on your part to put it in at number six when you knew there'd probably be a break in the action.
Well, the numbers bear it out.
Oh, and yeah. They, you crunched the numbers.
Mm-hmm. Number five. I know Slacker's with me on this one.
Eric is giving me hand.
Doing number crunching.
Oh. I thought you were trying to give me a hint on what you think the number one thing is. And I'm like, Pac-Man? What are you doing?
No, I'm fully, I know.
Write it down.
I know my number
Write
one
it down.
Is right.
Yeah.
Great. Write it down so it down. We can see that you know it. Okay.
We're in the top five. Number five is time with family.
Great.
Boo.
No?
I love it. Yeah. It's what I'm looking forward to the most. It's
a couple
it's,
days, you know, maybe a son coming home, Slacker.
Yeah, you can't. Okay. Yeah, well,
no,
you
know. I'm pretty stoked about that.
That's that would awesome. Be my number one.
It's time with family. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's up there for sure.
I'm actually like Noah and I may get to go to Casa Bonita while he's here.
That is super.
I
exciting.
Have a reservation, but I'm not sure if it's going to work out. But like if it does, like, I mean, so yes, you're winning. Okay. Like, he's got two in a row. The rest of this list is complete and utter bullpucky.
I think the top might be just a slam dunk.
Okay.
Okay. Number, let's see, what are we at? Number four.
Yes, sir.
Mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
An all-time classic. Really shines at Thanksgiving.
You have, dude, you can get mashed potatoes. There are certain
they
things.
They hit different on Thanksgiving.
No, it's not.
They
no, it's not.
The pilgrims made them.
And the gravy.
I'm telling you, I'll roll into Ocean Prime, get some mashed potatoes just for fun. I'll go in. This is.
Why would nobody, you pick mashed potatoes over there?
Nobody. No, you just get it with the tater tots, but the mashed potatoes are sometimes real good.
You're also allowed.
Nobody make any reaction to what I'm about to say. Cuba has amazing mashed potatoes with a skirt steak.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I bet. Haven't tried them.
I'm not good at poker.
It is really good. I'm just saying, okay, I'd be happy to take you all over there.
But what is Thanksgiving?
Any of the locations.
Without the mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Right, you know, but it's that, like.
That's even the picky eaters will eat the mashed potatoes.
There are certain things. You could put pumpkin pie on this list, which I know you won't because you're a tool.
It's
but
gross.
Like, pumpkin pie is exclusive. Like, you're doing Thanksgiving things. And so far, you're naming things that are just, fall weather. It's not Thanksgiving. That's all of fall. Like,
mashed
crisp
potatoes.
Fall,
is it's a staple of Thanksgiving.
Oh my God.
Yeah, can you imagine if you sat down and they're like, we didn't do the potatoes this year.
Yeah, but it's also a staple of any time you have steak. It's also
a
staple.
No, it's different.
You could go steak frites. You could go green beans.
Like Monica had to make three different types of potatoes.
And I get it.
Is there any way Forrest Gump over there can stop with steak frites?
Okay. Asparagus?
Baked potatoes.
Oh, baked potatoes. Oh, double potatoes.
Oh, you got a baked potato tater tots.
It's neck and neck. The top three.
Is it the neck?
Number three.
The turkey neck.
No chance.
My former in-laws would like, I'd throw it away and they're like, no, cook it. And then they just sit there and like little feral like pterodactyls like, and you eat the neck together. Oh, like,
I watch so much QVC that when you say turkey neck, I think of a cream that you should rub on your neck because that's what they sell a lot.
Okay.
Number three.
Can we wrap this up?
We can. Dinner rolls.
Ah!
Of course, bread's on the list.
Yeah. Right.
What's
dinner rolls make your controversial rankings of breads?
It did, yeah.
You forgot biscuits, but you remember dinner rolls?
I did. Yep. The numbers.
So this is the second plagiarized, duplicated thing
on a list.
They're
allowed to be on multiple things. That's how versatile they are.
Weren't dinner rolls kind of low on the bread list?
They were kind of low. But we don't really do biscuit. Like, what kind of bread do you have at Thanksgiving? It's just rolls,
don't,
right?
Don't,
yeah, it's like a crescent roll.
A crescent roll.
On Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Really?
You forgot.
No, it's dinner rolls, period.
Yeah,
we do both.
By the way,
we do
please,
for sure crescents.
Yeah,
can I
both.
Steal the radio station for a second? If you work for King Soopers or Target or anybody, Can you tell me who has the Rhodes frozen bread? They sell out every year, and that's what I make my dinner rolls from. I don't want the ones that are already made and you just warm them up. Like, yeah, you have the frozen and you set them there and they rise and then you like, and you put them in. They're out already. They're already what? Out at the stores I've hit. I need Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S, frozen bread dough balls, please.
Wow.
303-222-5423.
What a testament to them being number three. Sold yeah. out already.
I hope.
Yeah. I don't know.
I walked into it. Yeah, I did that.
I don't know what number two is going to be, but I looked at what Erica wrote and she's right. She's absolutely right.
For number one?
Yeah.
If it's number two right now, I'm going to be very upset because yeah, I just fist bumped too. Really hard.
Let's be ready to claw his eyes out and we'll never have to find out. We could end this at number two if he says it right here.
Okay.
Number two, pie.
Oh, I'm for sure right.
Yeah.
Pie.
Just now, pie in general.
Just pie, because you'll see an apple pie every once in a while at a Thanksgiving. Mostly pumpkin. You'll see a pecan.
A pecan.
You'll see some other flavors.
Don't act like pecan's a dark horse. Pecan is number
pecan
two.
Is elite.
Yeah, pecan is number two to pumpkin.
No.
Oh, over apple, really?
You think? 100%. At Thanksgiving, apple doesn't feel fall as much as pecan and
or
pecan.
Pie-wise or list-wise?
Pie-wise.
Pecan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You think it's number one?
Yeah. I hate pumpkin pie.
Either a lover of pumpkin pie, and like I think some people just use it as a vessel for whipped cream to get into their head, or you hate it.
I would bathe in it.
Okay. Also, text in 303-222-5423 if you want Erica's OnlyFans where she bathes in pumpkin pie.
We are down to number one.
Yeah, I nailed it.
Now, when you crunch the numbers, when you talk about impact, when you talk about number of sets of eyeballs, number one, Erica, tell them what it is.
The Macy's.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Okay. T Hack has requested. It's okay, man. We'll get to it. He wants to talk about Thanksgiving.
Right.
It's his favorite holiday.
Very passionate.
So
it's garbage. Just skip it. Get to Christmas.
I do not understand.
You know what? I'm on his side. I used to love Thanksgiving, but thinking about being alone this
But you're not going to be alone.
I'm
your
just
boyfriend
say this.
Is here and your mom.
Yes. Here's
it's
the thing
the
about
Erica. Not alone.
And she's been invited to my house. Right. It's like she's now
it's
in full, you're in full martyrdom. And now the next time you bring it up, you will be asked to leave the room.
I'll tell you what. One time I was alone on Thanksgiving. I had friends' parties, so I went to two. And then I got a text that my dad had stabbed his hand cutting the turkey and was in the hospital. That was a bad Thanksgiving. He was fine eventually.
Oh my God. Are we doing bad Thanksgiving right now?
Wait,
we can jump right in.
We can soon.
I would do that to get out of the turkey. Getting out of eating it.
Will you drive up to my house or can I meet you somewhere? Can I give you some of my turkey this year?
No one ever wants turkey.
Yes.
My turkey, people come out of the woodwork for my turkey. Aaron, I'm making like six of them this year.
What? I will gladly do a tuck and roll onto your porch to grab some or whatever.
Oh my God.
But you can't
come. I can't come in because I'm committed to being alone.
No, you said that that's what people do. So I'm just hopping in line.
Tuck and roll.
Yeah, it's really
weird.
Well,
then I have to get back in the car, though.
Right.
If it's stairs and stuff, you have to get over the moat.
That's true.
Talk to Jeeves
alligators
about letting me in.
Well, okay, so I'm interested now. You're saying you're making six turkeys?
Because I've got it down to, like, I'm just going to make turkey breasts. No one wants the other stuff.
No.
I am on TX's side where it's like, there are a lot of things that happen because it's just tradition. And I know I'm going to catch heat for this, but there are people who are like, oh my God, that green bean with the fried onions on top. It's the worst.
I love a green
it's
bean
the
casserole.
Worst
I made it for the first time ever last year because my Midwest fiance.
God. It's
delicious.
It's like cream of mushroom soup, right? And green bean. It's like.
It was fine.
It's what people do when they're like, oh crap, we need a side dish. What do we have in the freezer? Oh, green beans. Oh, there's probably a can of soup.
Yeah.
Oh, nobody eats those stupid onion things. Ugh.
Okay.
It's just like, ugh. So,
yes, it's all the food. I think everyone goes so nuts about, I can't wait for the big meal. It's like, but what about on your birthday? Have you ever had, I want Thanksgiving? No, it's all terrible.
Mashed potatoes?
No.
I look forward to stuffing year round.
Thank you.
Why don't you make it any other time?
Because it's just tradition.
Because it's garbage.
It's not garbage.
Why don't they serve it at restaurants?
Some do.
Not a lot.
Well,
give me the top five.
Cheesecake Factory, one.
They have everything.
But they have like an open-faced turkey sandwich, and they have stuffing and the whole thing on there.
That's
and it's
still
like,
not
so,
quite the meal.
It is too.
It's like
all the crap
from the meal. It's like a Thanksgiving.
But they got to do a version of the meal.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Cranberries.
Okay. Cranberries are okay. I don't really get in on the cranberries.
But here's the thing, because you know people who just go and open the gelatinous. Yeah. I make, God, I'm doing great sound effects today. I make the cranberries.
Oh,
like I boil them in simple syrup until they.
Yeah. Okay. So my question was, this study says that the average Thanksgiving has 9 guests.
Nine.
But how many are you having?
If you're
making 6 turkeys.
But there's 6 turkey breasts.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, once you start eating them, if you've had wine all day, as most people do, you can almost plow through a whole turkey breast by yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're just sitting there like, nong, nong, nong.
So you have 6 people coming.
I don't know.
Oh.
Like, I know, like, my ex-wife has already asked me to cook for the kids.
We could discuss that at another time.
Well, I mean, she's just like, she doesn't cook the meal and my kids want it. My son is like flying back in the night before just to have the meal.
Yeah.
So that's one. I'll give her food. She'll be probably duking it out with Aaron on the front porch over the turkey scraps that are sitting there. My daughter then.
Yeah.
The neighbors, you know, Josh, Cass.
Okay.
I don't know who else.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Aaron potentially, unless she's continuing her martyrdom walk.
I think she might.
Okay, but what's your question?
Well, no, my question then, it's like, and then 1 in 5 will be a potluck. And I'm realizing I've never done a potluck Thanksgiving. And when do the kids, aka me, start hosting? We all are flying to see my mom.
You are?
And she's cooking. And one of the sisters with a bunch of kids and the other sister, like.
Girl, you should be hosting by now.
That means they have to all travel.
I was going
to
say not Erica, one of her sisters.
Do you start when you have kids?
Yeah.
I started hosting before I had kids.
Interesting.
Because people think, my mom, okay, mom, I love you. You make it seem like it's so hard. It's not hard.
My mom is pretty good. She's like, oh, this whole thing?
Right. Yeah. If it's like, oh my God, I'm stressing out all day. Most everything just goes in the oven. What are you stressed about? You just put it in. And then when it's done, you take it out.
Yeah, getting the timing right.
Yeah, but you just, okay, this takes 40 minutes. This takes 2 hours. And so put this in for now. And then 1 hour and 20 minutes later, put that in. Oh, look, they're both done at the same time.
What if there's not room?
Yeah, that's why I can't host. Our kitchen, tiny. We've been fighting about it for weeks.
I've cooked a whole thing on Walmart bought stoves. So shut up. It can be done.
Okay. And Hack, when will you be hosting Thanksgiving?
We've hosted a couple times.
You make Thanksgiving food?
My wife did, yeah. She spatchcocked a turkey. We learned how to do it from Slacker.
Talk dirty to me.
That's a girl.
We hosted, I think, the year before our son was born. Like
really?
For the first time.
Oh.
But we had just moved to Denver, so we were like here until like my family came out. So there was like a new thing.
But are you this big of a d-hole the whole time?
Just the food. I don't get it. The whole holiday is about the food, and then it's not good.
It's actually about being thankful.
Which I am all year. I don't need a day. I don't need a terrible meal to be thankful.
Does your wife like the food?
Nah, it's okay. She's okay with it. What do we do on Thanksgiving? We watch football. It has nothing to do with Thanksgiving. We watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which is mostly Christmas. We eat the turkey, and Slacker's saying we throw out most of it. We're just doing the breast from now on. It's all garbage. Just admit it.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Are we really going to do this? Do we want to do this?
What are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
It's a special Turkey Day edition of Joking Off.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We're just going to, just amongst ourselves, like just this circle, like a circle joke.
Okay.
Be so careful.
Is Joking Off better or circle joke? How do you want to...
Joking Off is better.
Okay.
If you have a good one, you can always text it, though.
You can.
I don't run these things past anybody in the room before we're live on the air.
Yeah.
And sheer amount of discomfort in this room right now is palpable. I think my work here is done. So we're just going to tell each other jokes for the next couple minutes, but they have to be...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're going for good, but we're also... you're going for bad, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to be too good.
We really want on theme. We want a Thanksgiving theme. So yeah, text in if you have any.
Did you already give the number? 303-222-5423. Who wants to start?
I can.
Okay.
Oh no, she's already gone.
Why was the sweet potato so confident?
Why?
It knew it was a hot potato. You like that?
Yeah, I like it. I fall for all of them.
Yeah.
Why don't turkeys play football?
Because they don't have hands.
You know, when it's a question, you don't have to answer. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's like they're afraid of getting stuffed.
Ah.
Oh.
Football term there.
Okay.
Yeah. Tiak didn't understand that one.
Yeah.
Is he going to participate because he hates Thanksgiving?
Yeah,
Loves dad jokes.
Yeah, this is my new tradition. Instead of a dinner, I'll tell jokes.
Okay.
Mm. Oh,
which side of the turkey has the most feathers? The outside.
Wow, maybe a little more pause there, though. Or you were afraid Erica's going to answer?
Yeah.
You gotta just rush right to the
side of turkey.
Why don't turkeys ever get lost?
Hmm.
Gobble, gobble their way home.
No, they always follow the breadcrumbs.
Oh, I see.
You can also, instead of texting in jokes, No, I was going to say you could text in the word stop, and
no,
you will never get texts from us again. 303-222-5423. Let's see. Why did the Dinner Rolls start a band?
Because it was all on a roll?
Yeah, rock and roll.
Both of your answers are better than mine, so can we leave it at that? They had the perfect buns for it. What does that have to do with a band?
Should have been, why is the Dinner Roll a model?
Yeah, what is that? That's a terrible joke.
All right, why did the pie go to the dentist?
Why did the pie go to the dentist? Because his teeth hurt. Sorry, I'm being Erica. What?
Because it needed a filling.
Oh, that's a cute one.
Pie filling.
That's good. Another pie one for Erica. What's the best thing to put into pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin.
Your teeth.
Oh, kind of the reverse of my,
Who's going?
What about a fork?
No utensils.
Yeah.
What is the key to making a great Thanksgiving?
Oh. Not having tea hack there.
I know. This one's so obvious.
I feel like I know
the
it.
The turkey.
Well, what did the turkey say to the computer?
That?
What did the turkey say to the computer? God, how much longer do you guys want to go on this?
Come on, you'll like this.
What did the turkey say to the computer? I don't know.
Google. I can't do a good turkey sound. It just sounded like I was dying, so.
What did the stuffing say to the gravy boat?
Get in me, baby.
What is going on?
And you didn't want to call it circle joke?
I didn't know.
Get in. What did the stuffing say to the gravy boat?
Lather me up.
Let's let her keep answering. It's getting better.
I'm going to ask the question again. What did the stuffing say to the gravy boat?
Oh, just to the boat.
Yeah.
My next thought was pour some sugar on me.
It would be gravy, not sugar.
Well, right.
What did the stuffing say to the gravy? You poor thing.
I was better.
Poor.
It's like, yeah.
Guys, I'm gonna let us each have one more.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna do what the listeners are texting. We've lost all text subscribers.
Okay.
Because everyone's texting the same word. Go ahead, anybody who wants to go.
What smells the best at Thanksgiving dinner? Your nose.
I thought you were gonna say like in the trash can. And it was gonna be a personal one. Why did the cranberry turn red?
Because it wanted some sugar poured on him.
That's actually...
Get in me, baby. What did she say? She said school was her mother. What in God's name?
Shimmy. No one else wants to take a stab at it?
No.
That wasn't a joke. It's okay, so why did the cranberry turn red? It saw the turkey dressing.
Oh.
Thanks for supporting me.
Go ahead.
Who isn't hungry at Thanksgiving?
T-Hack.
Yeah. Me?
The turkey, because he's already stuffed.
And?
It's kind of sinister.
Yeah.
I don't trust the turkey this year.
Because it's a little naughty minx.
Are you okay?
No!
If you want the answer, you're going to have to text in, because I'm not going to tell you now.
Come on!
I don't trust the turkey this year. He's given me the bird.
Oh, funny.
That naughty little meat.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have a confession.
Oh, hold on. Let's get the choir out.
Oh, okay.
The choir?
Yeah, like you go into church and you confess.
Do we need to sing? Oh. Beautiful. I, Erica Shea, No, you don't I'm do a,
that. If you're not that, oh, I forgot. You're one of those people.
I'm considering.
One of the, okay, no, no, no.
I'm one of those people? What does that mean?
No, we're it's stopping a,
it's that a different
now.
Religion than the, you never did confession.
No, no. Didn't really go to church, ever.
Yeah, I know, but you still cling to the traditions of the religion you are, which makes, yeah, I don't want to get into that.
Okay.
No, but I do, because you're, never mind.
I have no idea what's going on.
You know what she's done, like, mm-hmm. You're going to make us all do some of the stuff you do.
Oh, yeah, I'm
she
half
is
Jewish.
Sharing her culture? Is
yeah,
that,
keep yeah. talking like that, but she just admitted she never went, so she's not sharing anything.
Oh,
she's not sharing anything real.
I went to several bat and bar mitzvahs growing up.
Okay.
No, I can't wait to show you guys Hanukkah my way. Probably offensive to everyone else.
And bacon.
No. Okay, I do have a question for everyone. Kay. Who here would ever be down for a Thanksgiving morning turkey trot?
Yes.
You're down.
I used to do them all the time.
Okay, so there's two kinds of people in the world.
Yeah.
Turkey trotters and turkey nodders.
Okay.
T-Hack literally wants nothing to do with any of it.
Because mm-hmm. he doesn't like Thanksgiving in general.
Yeah.
And there's you no also don't like running.
Right. Then there's no reward then for the end. It's like, now we get to go eat the worst meal ever. Like, we just got this from a parking lot somewhere. We're going to cook it up.
I know we're talking about the trot.
Yeah,
it's
that's okay.
It's just so wild to me that you hate it that intensely, dude. It's actually, it's so you. That it's weird that you don't like it.
The meal is me?
Yes.
Mean?
No,
mac
it's so
cheese,
Iowa.
Mashed, but it's so Iowa.
It's the most Iowa thing.
What about Iowa food do I like? I don't like any of the casseroles, any of the marshmallow, orange, green, weird
those
stuff.
Those would be sweet potatoes.
Everything's
or
just,
yams, depending or on
no, he's talking about the Jell-O. Casserole.
Yeah, oh, not orange with
the
marshmallows.
Orange, green, marshmallow.
I'm just talking about all of it was just pans. They're always just pans laid out at any family gathering. And you're like, you never know
you
what
know the,
you never
whatever
know what any
you
of
do-
this is. It's just like you can get the green casserole, you get the yellow casserole, there's even the orange casserole.
Okay. I am really sorry that we went that far off track once
That's
again.
Okay.
Can I just give the text line real quick?
Yeah.
If you hate T-Hack's take on this, 303-222-5423. We'll accept texts from people who are like, yeah, Hack, Thanksgiving sucks. But I doubt you're out there.
I'm also curious, what side would you think could change
him? Are you a trotter
him?
Or a not trotter? What?
Oh, yeah. Also, are you a trotter or not? But, like, there's got to be some food that we eat on Thanksgiving that could change him.
Well, first, if he had my turkey, he'd like it.
Right.
I guarantee you like my turkey. Guarantee it.
But now the bar has gone from, it's like, the holidays, the meal, to, no, you'd like it.
No,
you know,
I think
like it's supposed to be like this blows my socks off. This is what we
my turkey
all year
would
for
blow
this.
Your socks
We're gonna
off.
Do a turkey trot for the reward of this meal afterwards, and now it's like you'll like it.
I'm only setting the bar low for you because you're weird.
Yeah,
but like you would like you love my turkey if you'd give
okay.
it a chance. Do you eat mashed potatoes?
I do. Yeah,
you.
I like mashed potatoes.
My mashed potatoes will change your life
with real gravy.
Yeah. Is this? This is not the time to talk about it.
Okay.
But I cheat the gravy. I have to. It takes so long.
You got to like get the little yitz on the pan and.
Yeah. Boston Market.
Boston Market.
Boston Market gravy is dope.
Gosh,
so good.
Okay.
So good.
So Slacker, where do you stand on
I'm
a turkey trot?
I'm a non-trotter. And let me explain why.
Okay.
Running is for people being chased. Okay. Exclusively. Running for pleasure is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Oh, maybe let's do a Christmas colonoscopy.
Okay, no.
Right? Like, oh, yeah. It's Christmas and we're doing a thing we don't like to do because it's healthy.
It's
like,
just.
What?
Yeah.
Let's all get cameras in our butts on Christmas. That's what a colonoscopy is.
Things just really took a turn.
I'm just saying, running is not fun.
But would you benefit from a... I almost said turkey morning. Thanksgiving morning ruck. Would you feel good about your day if you did that?
A little.
So it's interesting because my sisters and I used to be like, let's all hold hands and promise each other we're never, ever going to be a turkey trot family.
And you don't know.
And I see a world today and for the future where we become turkey trotters.
You're betraying a sacred pact to your sisters.
And if my brother's in here too, by the way. I just don't know why I didn't mention it.
Okay, so if you're one of Erica's sisters, Text in right now.
They don't listen.
If you're Erica's mother.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Text the sisters and then text in. I will give you my phone number and we can start a group thread called No Trot.
But it's like we used to be like, let's drink mimosas all day. And now it's like, there's kids running around. There's a dog around. Like, we're just not. Right. There's no mimosas all day.
Yes, there is.
No.
So now you're saying it's the best time to leave for hours and go run?
Take them with you. Well, Swanson could never, but...
No, you'd be dragging a dog.
It's a 3.1 mile run. It's going to take 20 minutes. No, no, no.
Are you Kenyan?
It's going to take an hour.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's that time of year where we get together with our families, holiday celebrations. Yeah. But they don't always go great.
No.
So while you're looking forward to these joyous occasions,
you don't even get invited to the joyous occasions.
If you try this one more time, this is the last time you're allowed to say that before I remove you from the studio. You have options and only one you're not invited to. So
I'll pull the audio.
Yes. Good God. We want to hear about your Thanksgiving fails. I mean, okay. It could be any holiday fail, but I feel like Thanksgiving is the one. Yeah.
There's an opportunity.
And at some other point in the next few days, we'll probably talk about like the kitchen side of the fails. We don't want your kitchen
turkey
ones.
Turkey caught on fire or the oven broke.
Yeah. Don't even start. That's me.
Right. I'm so sorry.
We want the other fails where the weird pedophile uncle came and he wasn't invited.
Gosh.
You know what I mean?
Why'd you go there?
Because that's one that, like, there's always that uncle, the one you don't want. It's like the one who comes in with like a 24 pack of Natty Lights and just sits in the corner and then starts telling truth.
Yeah.
That guy.
Okay.
You know? Or here's the one that I remember, like, and I think it's Thanksgiving because there's football on Thanksgiving, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, lots of games.
For some reason, we start drinking in the morning.
During the parade.
Oh, yeah, I love the parade. It's the only good thing about Thanksgiving.
Some mimosas and the parade.
You do like the parade? Like,
yeah.
They are so misguided, Erica. I don't even know what to do.
I love the parade, but to like to like the parade and hate Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's weird of him.
He's a lesson in
But
opposite.
I have kids. I get to go, guys, Snoopy. And then they run in and then
Your kids who've seen 3D animated versions of Snoopy care about a blow up Snoopy floating down Saks Fifth Avenue or whatever.
Well, it's not.
I know, Saks. I put the Saks in there. And as I was saying it, I realized, just let me make my point.
It's Fifth Avenue.
Shut up.
There's something fun about a giant balloon.
No, there's nothing. We are at odds. And this is exactly what I'm talking about. Here's what I remember from my childhood. Like, creepy uncle who's drinking the case of Natty Light.
Okay.
We've watched some football. We're waiting on the food. There's not enough time. And then everybody goes, like, pickup game in the backyard.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's got just enough testosterone. Mm-hmm. You've got a couple teenage boys who are like, this is my year to take Uncle Buck out, right? Uh-huh. You're going to try. And then it's
nobody's stretching.
And it's chilly.
I haven't stretched in 30
chilly.
Years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're just out there and like somebody does an up and out route and like burns Uncle Buck and then it's just a fist fight.
Oh,
it's like, gosh. Oh God, for real? You've never like, had a fist fight at a family gathering?
No. But we've had a stabbing.
Oh my God.
Hello! Why am I still talking?
Well, I was going to be polite.
Let's go.
Actually, I was not there. So it was the one year that I was alone for Thanksgiving. I started telling you guys this a couple weeks ago, but I was alone for Thanksgiving. I don't remember why. My dad's in Florida with my stepmom and some of her family
I'm
and their
sorry,
neighbors.
My Florida!
Let's go!
And this could be in Stupid Stories.
Okay.
So finally all the food's ready.
Okay.
It's time to carve the turkey. I'm trying to remember exactly how this happened.
Oh my God.
The neighbor is carving the turkey and a piece starts to fall off the countertop.
Okay.
At the same time that my dad goes to catch it, the neighbor moves his hand, stabs my dad because he's holding the knife, stabs my dad in the hand.
What?
Bad news. My dad does not do well with blood. It's marble floors. My dad then stands up, passes out. The EMTs are called. And it gets
worse.
So he's
bleeding out on the...
His hand's bleeding.
Had he been drinking?
Probably some Coors Light, but like, I don't think he had drink much.
Is your blood thin already? And like, so he's bleeding harder than he needs to be.
Well, and then he falls on marble floor and hits his head. The EMTs come and they're like, okay, man, you seem okay. We're going to stand you up. They stand him up. No one braces him. He passes out again and has to go to the hospital. And I get the call from my stepmom. So I'm alone crying, thinking this is it.
Which is better? Being there? Or
definitely being away.
Yeah. You, I mean, you're sad, but you had the best Thanksgiving.
Well, we probably would have had two on the floor passed out.
Yeah,
because
you didn't deal well with it either.
Yeah. Oh my God. We now call that neighbor. I don't think so, but that neighbor is now to this day called the butcher.
Oh my God. Erica, you are the perfect call for this.
Okay, great.
We need more stories like Erica. If you've had a terrible Thanksgiving, we want to hear all about it. 303-222-5423. Call or text.
We talked about this recently, the night before Thanksgiving. The Wednesday, the night is Black Wednesday, Blackout Wednesday, whatever.
Oh my God.
And especially,
that could absolutely contribute to your terrible Thanksgiving.
Sure, yeah. Well, the amount of times when you're back, because then I DJ. So that used to be, especially when I was back in Iowa, that was like the biggest night. You go back to your hometown, everyone's there, the bar is packed, and when I DJ, usually get a tab. I don't drink that much because I'm working, but
Black Wednesday,
my wife gets on the tab.
Oopsie.
She's not working. She's with my buddies who I've known forever, and they're having the best time. And then it's just the next morning when it's like time to eat. It's, well, getting her back home and you're like,
no. And then the whole house smells like food. Yeah. And you're just God. She's
sick. She's getting like the next morning. You're like, no, we're out late, you know, and having to just kind of play it off. Well, she's just going to take a nap, I think. My poor little sister at the time, like, what's going on? Like, we're fine.
Everything's fine.
This is reminding me of a terrible Thanksgiving that I've never told this story before. So I was like the musician guy, I'm on the road, and I come back to my hometown, Longmont, and did the Black Wednesday thing.
Yeah.
Got sideways as hell, and met a nice young lady.
Oh, okay.
And I took her home and had relations and did the whole thing.
To your parents' home.
Yeah, things were real fuzzy at the time. So I just took her to the basement because that's what, I didn't have a bedroom anymore. The moment I moved out of my house, they turned my bedroom into the computer room. So I didn't have any place to stay. So I slept on the couch in the basement and I put a futon down there. So I had something to pull out or whatever. So we did our thing or whatever. And then we wake up and it's like, she like nudges me in the morning and is like, there's a lot going on upstairs. I'm like,
because my parents are here and they're cooking.
No, my parents were cooking for everybody and we slept forever and the house is full. Now the stairs go straight to the back door, but the back door, the back door of the house.
So then she's gonna have to climb the fence to
get
out?
That's not my problem.
Oh my God. It kind of is.
But the back door.
You don't even know her name.
The back door. I do remember her name. The back door is also, there's just this, also the size, a door opening to the kitchen. So she's got to sprint. Just get out the back door. All I got to do is get her out that back door, which I successfully did.
No way. Wow. No way.
But most of the men were in the backyard.
Oh my God.
And I did not know that. And I could just hear her going, oh, hey, hi, how are you? And I'm just like,
And what? She didn't have Thanksgiving to get to with her family? Like, set
She
alarm,
did eventually.
Set alarm.
I did. There were alarms then. We didn't have phones. Like, I didn't have a clock radio at my parents' house, for Christ's sake. I was just blinking this girl. She had to walk ashamed past my uncle.
You know what that is?
What?
You know what that is?
What?
My worst nightmare.
Right. If you've had a terrible Thanksgiving, by the way, sorry, Sam, for telling that whole story.
Wow. Yeah.
You had a lot to be thankful for.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing terrible Thanksgivings, and despite the fact that Erica's father almost bled out on the floor, she has said, I have another story.
Yeah, it's not quite as bad, but it is in that same house, and I'm starting to notice a pattern.
Okay.
Last Thanksgiving, we were all out there, me, Dane, my sister, her kids.
Okay.
We go to the yacht club. We go to Thanksgiving there. This isn't helping my case for all of you who called me spoiled.
We're trying to really redo your reputation on the show. But yep. Okay.
So we get home, and suddenly one of the children is wailing. My poor stepmom was wearing a little heel and accidentally stepped on his foot. And he was, inconsolable for a while. Okay. And then we'd be like, Cam, you okay? And he would go, Chirpy stepfoot.
Oh my God.
Because call my stepmom Chirpy. And then later I'm with Chirpy. Like, this is at Christmas now. We're FaceTiming with Cam. And I said, what's going on, Cam? You know, whatever. And he sees her in the background of FaceTime and says, Sherpy stepfoot.
Oh my gosh.
He's scarred for life.
Yeah, you know, he's stopped saying it now a year later, but there's always a chance.
You never know, yeah.
So it's like there's a stabbing tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody has to get stabbed.
Maybe I should get my dad out of that house this year, huh?
It might be time. Did we get a text
before we go to calls? Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. Always a creepy drunk aunt or criminal uncle. Had an uncle who was always in and out of prison. We never knew if he would be there or not. Kind of hoping he wasn't because he was such a weirdo.
Because the felon, we used to do a thing on the show called Felon at the Table.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, there's just that one. They're not self-aware enough to know not to come. And then they just come, and then it drives everybody's alcohol consumption up.
Right.
Because you're like, oh my God, he's here and I don't want to talk to him. He's got the weird breath and he's always wanting the kids to sit on his lap, and it's like
he was also a felon.
Yes,
right.
Did you see? We got another text just moments ago.
Oh,
they said
gosh.
They were deep. This is more of a kitchen one, but they were deep frying the turkey out back, only to go when they went to check on it to see a squirrel had fallen in.
That's good eating, though.
Needless to say, it turned into a sides Thanksgiving.
It's good eating. I'm not gonna lie. All right.
With hair and everything. Yeah.
No, the hair would fry off.
Where'd it go?
It'd be in the turkey.
Yeah.
What?
You're right. Let's get to the phones. Trish?
Yay.
Yay.
Terrible Thanksgiving. What happened to you?
So my brother was coming home for Thanksgiving, and he was flying into Denver. And I took a nap on the day he was flying in. And then he sent me a text saying that I'm outside, you know, that he was outside. So I got up and rushed to go to the airport, only to find out that he was outside of his apartment. He hadn't even gone yet to the airport.
What?
Why would he text you he's outside? Well, that's not information you need. What?
You know what? Like, he deserves a kick in the shins for that.
He's like, I'm waiting for the Uber?
Which I guess
I don't know what he was doing, but I'm very mad if he's not getting a Christmas gift this year.
She's still angry.
Okay.
I have the thing where when I wake up from naps, I have no idea what's going on. Maybe she read the text a little wrong.
Yeah. You end up at school on Saturday.
Right.
100%. We've all done that one. Okay. So it ruined everything for you.
Kind of.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the call, Trish. Candy?
Yay.
Terrible Hello. Thanksgiving. What happened?
Okay, so when I was younger, my parents split up, and they both moved on, and they both got together with new people. And they decided after a few years, they're like, okay, well, we need to all have Thanksgiving together, be adults, and get over it, and, you know, not ruin the holiday for their kids.
With the new spouses?
With the new boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay.
You can stop shaking your head. It's radio.
Sorry.
No.
Continue.
Okay, what happened?
So, you know, we all have Thanksgiving together, and everything's going fine, if not, like, a little too polite, you know, because they never expected to spend holidays together again. But lo and behold, there we were. And both my mom's boyfriend and my dad's girlfriend ended up leaving the table for some reason. And after a few minutes, we were like, huh, where are they?
No.
And my brother went into the kitchen and saw them making out.
Shut up.
What?
At least there's one happy couple.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So two people that never known each other before that day decided to just make out over.
Do you know how much wine is served at Thanksgiving?
And especially if you're in that position, you're like, I'm going to have a few to get through this.
I know, but you wouldn't hook up like
with just a stranger there. I think they had to have known each other.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
I don't know the full story. My parents didn't tell me everything because I was still a kid at the time, but it was shocking.
Oh, yeah. I could see your parents getting tipsy and accidentally falling back into an old. These people are strangers, you guys.
Maybe they're still together. We don't know.
Are they still together?
I don't know.
Okay. That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Like, what?
Yeah.
What do you even do in that situation?
Tell them to get out.
Yeah.
This is why divorce families shouldn't have. We don't need to all get together.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
The Slacker Show.
Erica would like to veer away from being a radio show.
Yep.
And do a cooking show. She wants to do a topic she calls
potluck. I don't actually want to do the cooking.
Potluck is what we're calling this?
No!
What are we calling it?
It's what you would bring to your family or friend's Thanksgiving.
Ooh, a friend's Thanksgiving is, for some reason, it's different. It's like you have more range.
Yeah, like with your families, it's like, well, mom's probably doing a lot of it.
If it was my family, I wouldn't bring what I, like, yeah.
Okay. So
if it was friends.
You know what?
Hooker.
More range.
That took
way more range. So much more range.
I got excited.
Did you mean food?
And was just gonna say, yeah. Well, what'd you bring to a Friendsgiving?
Right. So are we looking for ideas?
Sure.
Like pitch us on the, because here's my thing. First off, I know I did the potluck thing just to make you mad.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. I hate potlucks. If I'm entertaining, I'm gonna entertain. I don't like it.
You won't even let Susie from down the road bring her famous dish.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, whatever it is, even if it's not Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter or whatever, like Susie from down the road, oh, I make this great manicotti. That doesn't fit what I'm doing. Like, you're...
Mm-hmm. Then host a manicotti party.
Correct.
What is wrong with you
guys?
Like,
sometimes They just bring, oh, I make this side dish that's Norwegian and it's got blood sausage in it and stuff. It's like, right. Don't bring that. That's disgusting. And it doesn't fit what we're doing.
Okay, well then my question for this particular thing
okay.
is what do you bring that always gets eaten? You can't say that on the radio.
I said it so slowly the second time.
I don't think we can bleep all of it. It'd be way too long, so you kind of a technicality there.
Do you have any examples?
My examples are...
Oh, okay, yes. This is her idea.
So. I am either bringing copious amounts of Kim Crawford Sauvignon Blanc.
I think that's kind of a given, right?
No! What are you going to... T-Hack's answer for potluck was water.
Boo. I would bring water.
So,
is that
water?
What I said?
I thought so.
Didn't you want to bring that for like a company potluck or something? He also always wants to bring bread.
I did want to bring bread, and I would bring bread to Thanksgiving.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah, but the host is going to have bread.
Oh, we got too much bread. Has that ever been said?
I don't think this is going well.
Okay. We want it to go better than this, but like...
My other thing would be... I would call my mom, ring. Mom, can you make a pumpkin pie? She makes the best pumpkin pie. The best pumpkin pie.
Why can't you do it? Why can't you have her send you the recipe?
You think I bake?
No, but you...
She doesn't even know where the kitchen is in her house.
No, I do, and it's very small.
A very wise man once said, I believe it was Gandhi, anyone can cook. So,
I think that was...
Remy.
Rat.
No, it wasn't Remy. It was Gusto.
Oh, you're right.
Well, I don't know. I don't spend my time watching Ratatouille.
It is a banger of a movie.
I'm
sad I got that wrong.
Yeah. So I would say you could probably learn to make... If you get your mom's recipe, you can do it. Because I doubt your mom is out there slaughtering pumpkins and like doing the thing.
No,
like
she's
buying Libby's in a can and dumping it into a pre-made crust.
No, she makes her own crust. You take that back.
Ooh.
Shut up. She is dope.
If she does apple, she like cuts out the little like leaf.
Oh, okay.
Cute.
She's
kind
of... Okay.
My mom, I wouldn't think I came from her.
Sleep with your mom. I mean, meet your mom. Meet your mom. Meet
it. You've meet met your my mom. Mother. Oh, she's been here.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
She's married.
That too.
Is she a fanatic about it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. My God.
Stay away from my mom.
Okay. If you have, okay, this is crazy, but we're like, we need suggestions, side suggestions. Can we call it that?
Yeah.
If your thing is the turkey, tell us how you make it, baby.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, it's like, what's your Thanksgiving? What's your turkey day go to? 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I have been wanting to text my buddy Chad to have him.
It is. My buddy Chad, but I'm going to let you finish.
To see if he will teach me how he makes his charcuterie boards. They are a work of art.
I'm sure they are. The good news is all the ingredients can be bought.
I know, but the way he sets them up.
All the ingredients of a pumpkin pie. It's like, but you have to learn how to. Dude, you don't know.
It is insane.
Have you met Chad? I don't know if you've met Chad.
I think Chad's the one I haven't met.
His OCD is at a level. I love you, Chad. Where he like. Folds each piece of salami into a rose.
Bro,
I'm just going to shove it in my head. Right. You don't have to do that.
He does it too. Him, not his wife.
Correct.
No. His wife, Stacy, is like in the other room, down in a bottle of Silver Oak, like she's getting paid for it.
I want to hang out with
you. You and Stace will hang out, and I'm in there. And then he knows how to put like the rosemary, like just throws the sprigs and
where
like,
to
almonds,
put the honey
like,
or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
His charcuterie boards are next level.
This is an amazing example.
Why'd you do the weird arms?
Because I felt this was going very poorly.
I will say this, back to the pie thing. I would bring a pie. This is a shameless plug. If you haven't tried it, Legacy Pie Company. There's a bunch of them, but the one I go to is on Tennyson. There's a Post Oak barbecue right next door and a cat cafe across the street in case you want to touch a cat. No, like really, like you can do everything right
Not
there.
Not the what he...
Right.
Yeah. No, an actual cat.
Right.
Their pies are so stupid. I think you probably have to pre-order. If you haven't pre-ordered yet, you might not get... But they're, okay. it's like... and their cherry pie. I know it's not Thanksgiving. Their cherry pie, dude. Ooh, do you like cherry pie?
I do. Yeah.
I look at me in the eye. I am going to bring you one.
Legacy?
Oh, really?
Legacy pie, and even have personals if you want just a personal.
Oh, they're all a personal.
And Aaron, they make GF
pies. Woo, let's go.
They're so good. I'm like, Legacy, you owe me one. That, like, they're the best pies I've ever had.
A little whipped cream on there.
Oh, dude. Plus, they have Little Man ice cream in there.
Pecan pie is my favorite. That's my second thing I would bring.
Would change
my
mom makes a good one of those, too. So that's what I would bring.
Do you think they make strawberry rhubarb?
For sure they do.
Might be seasonal, but yeah.
Yes, they have everything. It's one of my favorite things. So here's what we need. Anything from desserts to the weird little peas with the pancetta in it, or whatever it is. What's your satisfying side, or how do you make your turkey? We're cooking on the Slacker Show today.
Yeah, let us cook.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Erica has asked to do pie.
Nope. Friendsgiving.
Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
Like what you bringing to the Friendsgiving? Mm-hmm. And I've already taken the best one, so you have to come up with other things.
What's yours?
I can't believe she asked.
The woman.
I know we have a ton of texts, but I want to get to this call real quick. Taylor?
Yai.
What do you bring into Friendsgiving?
My mom's world famous whipped mashed potatoes.
Okay, let's talk about them. Do you know how to make them?
Oh, absolutely. You got to have the Idaho gold potatoes.
I'm a Yukon gold, but the gold is better. Gold, yeah. you got to do the gold, less of a... less of a skin on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you got to take all the skins off anyway.
I know, but it's just there's something about the roughness. Those potatoes just like mash different.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Exactly.
They're so good.
I just saw a text that made me excited.
Keep going.
And you got to add a tub of sour cream, a block of cream cheese.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Sorry. A tub of sour cream?
A tub.
You're
don't
disgusting.
Knock it until you try, because when I say world famous, not a single person who tries them has to have the recipe. And the thing is, you got to whip them, and there can't be a single lump in the mashed potatoes, and they're phenomenal, and they're better the next day.
I'm so down.
I just realized there are some restaurants I eat at that their mashed potatoes have lumps in it, and I don't hate it.
Ugh.
No, the lumps are fine.
If it's got to be lumpy, like this is on purpose.
Yes.
Or literally like almost potato soup.
Oh my gosh.
It's the rogue lump
that you're
worried about.
What's that?
What was that?
Yeah.
Man, I cannot wait
to
get my mom's mashed potatoes.
Bro, though, I mean, it's okay. I'm just saying this. I don't like white and creamy things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the sour cream, no way. But the fact that you're putting sour cream and cream cheese, that's disgusting, dude.
Is she making 400 potatoes at a time?
Okay.
Don't knock until you try it.
Okay.
And with the Yukon golds, there's no white. It's all gold.
You're right. And the potato, that's the weird thing is on the plate, the potatoes are yellow.
Yeah.
And so people go, what'd you do? And it's like, I swear to God, I promise
like
you.
Yellow snow. Yeah, I'm not eating that.
Could be butter.
Will you text us your mom's address and we'll swing by and have some. Thank you. What are some of the texts we've gotten?
So many. Erin had one that startled her.
I got very excited because why didn't we think about this? We talk about it all the time. We eat it so much it makes us throw up.
Oh,
deviled eggs.
Yeah, several people have written in about deviled eggs.
Oh my God.
One woman said, my husband and I make the deviled eggs, but we add pickled jalapeno juice and chopped pickled jalapenos to the filling. We top it with crispy bacon.
That sounds great.
You guys, I am... like, I don't think I'm going to be able to finish the show. I need a deviled egg, like, right now.
Mm-hmm. Grape salad. I never bring any home, whatever
that
means.
What is grape salad?
White Castle frozen hamburger dressing disappears every year. Not kidding. I think they mean stuffing.
What?
White Castle?
Google that.
White Castle frozen hamburger dressing. So my theory is they take the frozen hamburgers and turn it into stuffing.
So they, T-Hack
might finally get on board with something here.
Yeah.
I would just go to White Castle.
Probably. There aren't any White Castles here. But
why
like you grind them up, I bet. And then like cook it again with like the turkey juice.
Yeah, it's definitely a recipe that you can use.
Wow, that's amazing.
Mm. Okay.
My husband makes a chicken pot pie casserole. It gets destroyed every year.
Oh my God.
very simple, but it's a staple in my house. My grandma, rest in peace, you mix maple syrup and peanut butter and stuff celery sticks in it.
Kind of like ants on a log, but elevated.
And like maybe you make it in a turkey.
Okay.
That's too much.
And someone gets told, not asked, to bring my bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers.
It's another cream cheese vessel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sweet potato casserole as well.
Delicious.
My sweet potato casserole will change your life. So if anybody's in town, you can have that.
And one person said, where'd it go? Oh, I wrap my turkey in a bacon blanket. That way you don't have to baste it.
Ooh. I sleep with one every night. I already have it.
Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
We want to talk about kitchen catastrophes. I feel like Erica probably has 100 stories because you can't cook.
Oh, well, if you don't try, then you don't fail.
I like it.
Thank you.
I like it.
Like, what a kitchen catastrophe is to me is like, they can be small. Like, I remember I make killer green chili. If you like green chili, like I grew up in Longmont, tons of Mexican families, grew up with Mexican families. My green chili, like Ben, the owner of El Jardin, likes my green chili better than like his family's green chili.
Well, maybe he should hire you.
Well, here's the thing. I was married to a woman who, one of the things you put in green chili to thicken it is flour.
Okay.
But she was not gluten, not celiac, but gluten intolerant.
Mm.
So I was going to use the gluten-free flour. And Aaron can attest to this. That stuff is like, it's weird. It's so fine. It doesn't feel like regular flour. It's like real thin or whatever, but it just that's what you got to use. We'd had some sort of disaster in the pantry, so she put all of it in like Ziploc bags. It was no longer in its container, but you open it and you're like, you can tell by the texture. That's the gluten-free flour.
Okay.
So I was making like 5 gallons of this stuff. Wow. I had pounds and pounds of pork, pounds and pounds of green chili, did the whole thing, dumped the flour, made a perfect roux, made this thing. It was like great, handing it out to all my friends. My son goes in and takes a bite and almost threw up immediately.
Was it salt?
It's powdered sugar. Oh. They have almost exactly the same consistency.
No.
And that woman put each of them in Ziploc bags next to each other. Now, you're not going to do labeled. The cocaine test of like lick your finger and put it in your mouth for flour. So I ruined 5 gallons of green chili.
Oh. Yeah.
It was so full of powdered sugar. It was the worst thing I've ever done.
Like, that's bad.
That's that. Or another time, I had a grease fire in my apartment.
Ooh.
You're doing something, just grease fire. Well, I didn't grow up with grease fires. So I immediately grabbed the pot and put it
in the water.
No one tells you that, you guys.
No one really does. Find out through stories like this.
And then it just lit everything. Like the curtains, the blinds over the sink. It was just like, it just splatters. It just moves the fire from the pan to everywhere else. It just, So two different, bad food, big fire.
Yeah.
Two kitchen catastrophes.
Yikes.
What do you have?
I don't think I've had a real terrible one, but my sister had to go to the hospital.
This is exactly what we're looking for.
I don't remember what they were cooking. And for some reason, she just went to take it out of the oven with no hot pads on and just grabbed it and then was like, and dropped it. And then it shattered. And then their dog was eating all the hot and going like,
but they don't want to stop. They're like, I gotta get it down before somebody stops me.
The dog is still alive to this day. She's very old. And then she had to go to the hospital because I think she had like scorched her hand.
Of course.
Then you're coming home to glass food,
a dog who's on fire,
like, like having hot poops.
My god,
what is that move to grab it without the thing? My wife does it all the time, and I think it's because she knows I don't like the oven, and so she'll
showing off.
Yeah, she won't use
if it's only 200, you can kind of grab
anything?
It
not all the like she will if it's super hot, but what I don't, it never even crosses my mind to try it. Or she'll just use a little towel.
A you're towel, like, if towel it's only, if you're warming it up at 200.
On. Put the glove on.
You don't have to get all hazmated up to grab something.
What is that? What's wrong with your sister?
No, my sister's brain just stopped working. And she was just like, time to get it out. I've done the exact same thing. And just didn't.
It's happened to me putting it back in. Like, if you're making something and you take it out and you have to stir it, like,
or you're like checking
or whatever,
it,
and you're like, you have to stir it. But when you first put it in, it was in the fridge. So you just like, you grab it. But so you hazmat up, get it out, stir. And then you do something else. You're like, oh, I'll put it back in. And you're just like, The second you grab it, you're like, it's too late.
Yeah.
And you're just, you're melted to it.
Right.
Oh.
Ew.
Yeah. My worst nightmare.
Write it down. If you are, if you've been a victim of a kitchen catastrophe, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
When I was in college,
oh boy,
we didn't have much of a kitchen, but we had a microwave and we had Easy Mac. We were, my roommate was going to make Easy Mac. So we put it into the microwave, forgot to add the water.
Oh.
Oh no. The microwave exploded.
The microwave?
Yeah, because there's like, nothing in there. It's like
to like heat up. Yeah, other so, than just,
and our dorm room was just filled with smoke, like really thick, smelly.
So alarms are going off.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Plastic is burnt.
Yep. So we did what we were the responsible thing, obviously. We opened the window first and foremost. We shut the door and we went out of town for the weekend.
Oh my gosh.
We left it.
The disaster.
Like, that is none of our business.
Yeah, what am I supposed to do?
Okay.
Yeah. Does that count? Does that count as a kitchen?
Yes, 100%.
Kitchenette disaster.
Yeah. No, but I can't tell you how many times, like, you're a little hammered and you come home and you're going to make ramen or something and you put something on the stove and then you go sit on the couch while it's cooking.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you
fall asleep. Mm-hmm. And then eventually all the water is cooked off and the fire department's there and you're like, what?
I had a buddy fall asleep with a pizza in the oven and he woke up like 9 hours later.
Oh.
And it's just torched the whole house.
Yeah. We still ate it, but.
Oh.
The other one I bring up every time this happens, my mom, we got one of the cutting edge technology self-cleaning ovens and somebody told her you can put your pans in there.
Oh.
And it like your cast iron pans, and if they got gunk on them, you leave them in there during the self-clean and it'll clean them right off. And I'm like, really? Okay, because it gets up to like 1,000 degrees. It just burns everything off of it.
Stop.
Yeah.
You know, leave it going for hours. So much anxiety.
Yeah.
So my mom was like, she started the cycle and she's like, if it's on fire, just call the fire. And I was like, ha, ha, ha. And she leaves. Like, I don't know, 30 minutes later, it's on fire.
No.
Fire. Yeah, it will work on a cast iron pan. Not a cast iron pan with a wood handle.
Oh.
The wood lights on fire.
And then you can't open that oven.
You cannot open it. So it's just, I'm doing the TX. Every window's open, and I went on vacation.
None of my business.
I never came back to that house. All right, if you've had a kitchen catastrophe, we'd love to hear about it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about...
Okay.
Does anybody else want to take over?
Yeah, we're talking about kitchen catastrophes.
Thank you. Austin?
Yai.
Kitchen catastrophe. Oh my God. I've never known a girl named Austin.
You That's have.
Really cool.
Is this our friend Austin?
Maybe.
Oh? Like with the fame, with the name from the Cinderella story?
Maybe.
Oh, my gosh. DM me back.
What is going on? What are we doing?
I'm sorry. Anyway, what's her thing?
Okay, sorry. What was your kitchen catastrophe?
Well, I've got three, so I'm going to go really quick.
Okay.
I have done the sweet potato marshmallow thing where I caught my oven on fire at one point.
Those bad boys will go.
They spark.
They will. They will just.
Terrifying. It is terrifying and embarrassing at the same time. My other one was drunk in college. I was making pasta for a bunch of my friends, and the red pepper flakes were open on the wrong side.
Yes.
So that they just kind of fell in.
Yeah.
And oh, yeah. Then you're just screwed.
Trying to like scoop them out and not making it.
No, they're screwed.
There's so many.
Yep. On fire.
Yeah.
And then my other one that I've done three times, and I don't know why, but I love cooking with cast iron. Love and it. I immediately just go into the oven and grab it. And I don't know why.
Yeah, because you were grabbing it on the stove. Like you've been grabbing it on the stove.
It's like when you do something on the stove and then you put it into the oven.
And it goes straight in, but now the whole thing is hot.
Yeah.
And you just go in and you 100%. Grab it to...
Yep.
I've done that so many times. I do a halibut and I finish it in the oven and you're just like, yoink, Yeah.
It's why it's called cast iron, because you need a cast after you
burn. Yeah, that's what you do for
burn yourself.
Austin, DM us back, okay?
Just me.
No, I'll DM you too. Thank you for the call. What the actual? Okay.
You met her at Colorado Dunn.
I did?
Oh my gosh.
No wonder she doesn't message you.
Yeah.
Okay. Ashley?
Yay!
Yay!
Kitchen catastrophe. What happened?
So I was in college and I was studying abroad in England and I was really homesick and I decided to cook my entire flat Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh.
Cute.
Even though they don't celebrate Thanksgiving and I've never cooked Thanksgiving dinner before.
Yeah, that's going
to
go well.
Yeah.
The thing to do.
They won't know the difference.
Right. So I call my grandma and I ask her how long to cook the turkey for, and she says, cook it for 13 minutes a pound. And so I read the package on the turkey and I put it in the oven, and the oven's working fine because everything else that I cook comes out great. The timer goes off. I pull out the turkey. I start carving it. It is raw.
Yeah, because you put a frozen turkey in.
The label was in kilograms and not in pounds.
Oh, oh, oh no. Yeah. You were trying your best.
Yeah, you did try.
Yeah. And the oven was Celsius. So, it was all messed
up. We ate all the fixings.
Damn that metric system.
And we ate the turkey at 6. Oh.
You ate everything else and then the turkey later?
You have to. Everything's ready.
The turkey took, everything else was ready and the turkey needed 3 more hours to cook.
Three more.
That's horrifying. I'm so sad. It's so cute.
That
I love
is
it.
Cute. Thank you, Ashley. Eric. Eric?
Hello.
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 Kitchen catastrophe. What happened?
First time doing ribs in the oven. Preheated it to 400. And I put the barbecue sauce on. And the whole thing caught on fire and ruined dinner altogether.
Why would it light on
The sauce caught on fire?
Did you put it on a pan?
Are you not supposed to put the sauce on until later?
That's some hot sauce.
Hack, you're like 0 for 3 on this one. I want you to know.
He was holding on to that. He kept crying.
I let the other two go, but that you're like, you're starting
okay,
to.
At least, I thought.
I think you saw some at the end at low heat, is the way I do it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Mary?
Yeah.
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 Kitchen catastrophe. we are falling apart. It's the wrong time of the show to have the wheels this far off. But yeah, what happened?
So this was many years ago when I was young and single. I was cooking Shabbat dinner for a bunch of my friends. Mm. I probably had like 3 or 4 casseroles in the oven. And I had a guy friend over who was just hanging out. I found out later it was an accidental date. But what made things even worse is all of a sudden I hear this loud boom in the oven that like makes everybody jump. And I realized that one of the Pyrexes, which is not supposed to shatter, had exploded in the oven, which I guess would have been fine if it was just the one dish, but, the dishes in the oven now
are fragmented. There's a different Pyrex. There's like capital, which are safe, and then lowercase, which aren't safe. Or there's something
Shut your
like
mouth. That's a real thing.
Feels illegal. Yeah. Mary, did you see that guy again, or...?
Unfortunately, yeah. I mean, we like it coexisted in the same social spheres, but I'm like frantically trying to like clean up my kitchen. And like once that I cleaned up the mess, like I just started cleaning areas in my kitchen that didn't need to be cleaned because I'm just like, get away from me. Like,
you didn't
stop. Like, yeah.
Well,
so I had to remake everything in time for dinner the next night.
Yeah. Sucked. Any stupid puns you want to throw out there?
No.
That's
no,
good.
You've killed my creativity.
Oh, wow. Oh, here we go. Orion. Arion?
Arion.
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 Yeah. All right. Kitchen catastrophe.
Yay.
Yay.
Well, we happened to be hosting a party for a congressman, so I was probably like a little bit anxious. And I had a dinner roll. And I was slicing it for the congressman, and I promptly sliced the tip of my index finger. But I thought, I tried to play cool and put a Band-Aid over it. And then later in the evening, I was, I'm a pianist, so I was playing some Christmas carols. And there was blood all over the keys.
With a sliced index finger?
So well. Yeah. It did not stop bleeding. So I ended up having to go to the emergency room to get it sewn up because it was late
at
night.
Did you get the tip off?
It was long. Yeah. So there was, at the same time, I was a long time ago. So Dick Cheney was in the hospital having a heart surgery, and I had to go in to get the tip of my finger. It was the same hospital.
And Dick was in the same hospital where you cut the tip off?
Yes. Okay. We're done here. No. Ariane, you were amazing. We're done.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story about a guy who got mugged, and that wasn't the worst part of his night.
Oh, no.
Bud.
I've got a story about a guy who is overcompensating.
A local story.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
All right, this story comes from Florida! And it is the most Florida thing that could ever happen.
Okay.
A man is currently, like, being searched for by authorities.
Okay.
Because he decided to go into a pet store.
Yeah.
Take a ferret.
Oh,
I don't have a ferret sound effect. She's talking. Somebody else do it.
Oh, my. Okay. And then the surveillance footage shows him putting the ferret down his pants and walking out. They cannot find him.
So, ferret?
All the above.
No.
Oh, my God. That has to hurt. Wait, for real?
Yeah, for real. He stole the ferret by hiding it in his pants, down his pants.
Hiding it?
And also,
that ferret's not little.
It's shorts. So how long were these shorts?
Hi.
Exactly.
They're not like 70s basketball shorts, I'm going to tell you. So he walked out. They could see him.
They saw in the surveillance footage. They went, oh my gosh, a ferret is missing. Surprise, someone put it
there
in
he
his
is.
Pants.
He's got it. Okay.
Yep.
All right. My story, not from Florida. But it is from Germany! Yeah! Also, this man was on the streets and somebody mugged him. So he was very sad they took his money. So then he called the police. While he was sitting there waiting for the police, a mugger happened by and beat the crap out of him because he didn't have any money.
No.
Turns out the police were very slow that night. So then he sat there with no money and his face beaten. Then another mugger walked by.
How many muggers are there?
The man was mugged 3 times while waiting for the police.
Oh my God, that makes me so sad.
I feel bad.
Then the ferret.
Then out of nowhere, this man with the ferret in his pants.
3 times?
3 times. Can I have one more ferret sound effect when I wrap this thing up? Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.